Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
You're doing a great job, Brian. If I don't tell you enough, you're doing a great job. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. It's a Thursday. And I know I'm on the gram. You're on the gram. We're on Twitter. You know whenever somebody says it's a Thursday and you're talking about topics, you have to throw this word throwback. Now, this man has officially got thrown into the throwback category. But it's not far enough removed to be a true throwback, so we'll just call him a day one. If y'all needed a lift in your day, tune in to the Ed Scorns Collision Center Hotline. Big Russ Smith Sr., thanks for joining us on 93.9 today, my man. What's going on?
Yo, man, I was just freestyling to that beat you had going on. Yo. Yeah, I was going in.
Listen.
Man, I was bopping. I was freestyling. I was like, yo, okay, y'all doing it up there, man. That's what's up, man.
I could feel you through the radio. I knew what was going on. That's why I just let the beat play for you just for a second.
Yo, I swear. I kid you not, man. I was going in. I was giving that Brooklyn flavor. I was giving 16 to 34 bars, boy. Whoa. Man, what's up, Louisville? What's the deal, Mark?
Man, listen, we're trying to figure out what's going on with you. I mean, listen, we heard some good news coming out of Minnesota about Russ. And listen, I know as the energy you have, I know the movie's coming along. We got to get some updates. But first, man, I just wanted to, you know, get a quick check-in with you. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, always hustling, man. That's the name of the game, man. Hustle, man. No sleep, man. You know, it's hot as hell up here, you know. So, but, you know, the film is going great, man. It's a 30-day shoot, man. So far, we shot 6 days. You know, we're going to pick back up shooting on Monday. But it's going smooth, man. The young kid by the name of Khalil Wilcox, you know, is playing Russ. Is doing a great job, man. I mean, I couldn't have picked a better kid, man. We went through about 200 to 300 kids, you know, through the whole audition. And this kid was just natural, man. Like, it's crazy. But the shoot is going well, man. I'm just excited, man, about the whole thing.
Well, just one more question on the movie. Does it make you feel any nostalgia? I mean, does it make you want to go back and start over and start training some more kids and trying to raise some more Russ Smiths?
Yo, but hell yeah. But, you know, I got two younger ones, man, that, you know, I got one that's 6 turning 7. I got a 4-year-old. The 6-year-old one is Russ all over again, man. I kid you not, man. It's, you know, it actually, he's gonna be in the film, man. I won't tell you where. Yeah, I don't want to give it all away. But the 6-year-old, that's Russ all over again. The 4-year-old is me all over again. The 4-year-old is gonna be my 6'4", 6'5" point guard I've been looking for years, man. So it's, you know, basketball tournament starts next week, so it's back running around with them, man, getting them to games along me filming and doing this. So it's the hustle, but I'm excited because these two, my younger two, man, I think they're more into it just about how Russ was into it. So that's the scary part, man. You know, if you go to the Instagram, man, you see them in the basement working out and the whole nine yards.
Okay. Well, give us your Instagram real quick. We don't want to let that pass.
Cool. No, the Instagram is BigRuss_2. BigRuss_2, man. And you just watch them. I mean, they phenomenal, man. You know, so.
But, right. No, I'm sure of it. We all remember the videos when you showed them of Russ Smith Jr. Right. Working out kind of the same way. So, okay, so speaking of Russ Smith Jr., you know, the Minnesota thing, I mean, he got a couple calls. I mean, let me ask you this, and you know how I mean this question. Does it feel like a serious thing? Because when we talk about Russ, I always say he's a nightmare to have to try to make a team going against. So if I'm a guard coming out and I find out that Russ Smith is in this camp or on this team, I'm a run from that team, you know, and try to reschedule or something. So is Russ Smith right now getting serious, serious looks, or is it kind of like they're just working him out to expose some other guards?
He's getting serious looks, you know, because one thing we weren't going to do is just send him, let him go to these camps just because, you know, we're not doing that. And, you know, usually as you get, as you get older, mature, you get better, you know, because you learn more, you learn a lot of different things. Like, he's like in the best shape of his life. So it's totally different now. And he had a great camp. He had a great camp at Minnesota. I mean, great. He did really well. Actually, they had wanted him to come last year, but the time wasn't right. So you know, he's getting a bunch of calls from the right teams with the right system. Now, you know, we just gotta wait, see, okay, how all this plans out. In the long run. So, but it's always a good when people want to invite you, you know, to these camps.
Talking with Russ Smith Sr. here on 93.9. So, well, let me ask this question. You kind of talk about situation, and it's kind of known that there will be a point where it'll be a chance, like maybe veteran camp here or a lot of money on the table, say with another good team, because, you know, the overseas teams like to pick these guys right before they get into vet camp. So is it just going to be a risk reward money thing when that time comes, or is there anywhere that Russ would be leaning to in particular, like as an overseas option versus staying here and taking that long shot?
Well, at the end of the day, and I always tell people, man, you know, who's cutting the check? Simple as that, man. It, you know, you look at, you know, what's worth it and what's not worth it, or do you want to do this or do you want to do B? You know, it all depends on the individual. I can say, so all you're going to do is you're going to do that. You know, and 3 weeks later, everything could change.
Right.
So it depends. You know, it's one of these, and it's like a business deal. You take it as you come. So when you meet that deadline, then you kind of make that decision.
Right.
You follow the same. So to try to say, oh, no, you can't rule anything out.
Right.
So it depends on, okay, what's the situation like? Okay, the paycheck is good, but now what's the situation like? So that's how you got to kind of roll with that with this situation, because, you know, it always can get tricky. You know, I've been around it since I was, 14 years old. I learned this business. So it can always get tricky. So, you know, and the good thing about it, I'm pretty sure, you know, he's right now, he's still in a good situation where he have needs, you know, to guide him, you know, through this along with his agents. So, and that's the whole thing, becomes teamwork.
If you had to guess, I mean, I don't want you to speak for him, but if you had to guess, where is this frame of mind? Because when every time I talk to him, I'm kind of the same thing. You're getting a good check and you're a hero in China. Yeah. Like, you are a statue building hero to Chinese basketball. Is that something like you would have to really like pry him away from going back to China?
Well, you know, it's almost like if we take the money equation thing out for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I always tell kids, like, when you're being recruited, and this is a very important thing, when you're being recruited, always tell kids, go where you're going to play. Simple as that. Go where you're going to play. A lot of kids, you know, they get, oh, I want to go to Duke. I want to go this and this. They get there and they sit for 2 years and you have 2 years wasted.
Mm.
Now, to bring that on over track, you know, paycheck, you know, on over side, you know, with the paycheck and to have fun. So you love the city and you get a great paycheck and they appreciate you more and you have more value. So that's when it comes down to the business aspect of. So now you start thinking like, okay, well, this is what they offering, you know, in the long run. One, the season is shorter. The season is only 4 months.
Right.
Opposed to being here, it's, eight months. And then you're looking at the tax situation.
That's a big deal, ain't it?
Ooh, it's a big deal. Good God almighty, man. I see why people over there is like, it's like billionaires and millionaires. So all that plays a factor, you know, which people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really plays a factor. I mean, we all would love to see, you know, if you can get that right situation you know, in an NBA deal. I mean, which is cool. The good thing about it, you know what, he's been there, done that. Now, if we can revisit, sure, you know, no problem. But the situation has to be right.
Right. Oh, talking with Russ Smith Sr. here on 93.9. Yeah. Now, charitable. He gives his time. He gives his energy. You've always been a part of it. You've seemed to push it even more than he has. You got the golf scramble coming up. What events does Russ have coming up?
Yeah, man, we got the golf scramble coming up, man. Monday, June 24th, man. So yo, if y'all didn't pledge a team, man, come on, man, you got to put a team in, man. You know, it's a whole lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun, man. Like, you know, it's for our foundation, man. You know, we give back. It's funny because about 2 weeks ago, just to show you how people are this serious, I got a letter up here in New York from a kid's parents down there in Louisville, the father, Mr. Anderson. You know, he was saying his son is graduating. You know, I think he might have got accepted to U of L. I forget what type of scholarship. And, you know, he's out of work. You know, he receives, I think, Social Security, you know, every month. He's like, hey, you know, we need some help, man. You know, I'm writing. You know, I don't know, you know, if you guys, you know, do this. You know, like a whole letter, like, say, yo, we want this and this. And, and one thing about me, when you call me at Simison, I respond. Right. And I don't block my number. So, you know, and I called him, and dude was shocked, man. He's like, oh, I didn't think you, like, fell out. I said, listen to him, man. When I get in town, we going to hook up. And when he go off to college, man, I'm going to make sure his whole room, his whole dorm is lit. I got that.
That's a great story.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the Russ Smith Foundation is all about. It's all about helping. Even the same thing, you know, how we was all involved with the King Elementary School, man. Those are my kids down there, man. Yo, we gave them a pizza party, man. They turned up, man. I kid you not, boy. They had me in the gym doing flips, man. You know what I'm saying? But you had to see me, man. It was one thing I was upset about. One of the teachers was a UK fan. She had a UK shirt on.
But you had to deal with that one.
I had to deal with that one. I had to let her know who I was. Like, listen here, Ma. Remove that shirt before I remove you from the building. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
But it was all love, man. Now, I'm going to tell you something. To be honest, man, I love Louisville, man. I mean, I love it to death, man. I want to do so much charity work, you know, out there in Louisville. You know, I come back 4 or 5 times, you know, a year, man, maybe more. I got an apartment out there now. Best believe, man, I love Bill, man. You know, so let's put that on record.
Well, let me get you one more Louisville-centric question in. I don't know if you've met Coach Mack yet, but what do you think generally? I think this is the first time we've had you on since the hire. What do you think about the hire overall?
Well, you know, I think it's great. Haven't met him yet, you know, but I think it's great. He has ties, you know, from Louisville. I think his wife or something from Louisville. She been work. So you know what, and that's always you know a good thing when you have ties and you come back. And I hear he's doing a basketball camp, you know, kind of do a monkey wrench in what we want to do. But it, you know, it was cool. At the end of the day, it's for the kids and all that. So we didn't want to do one at the same time because we didn't want to clash,
right?
You know, with him. It's, you know, I could have said, nah, I'm doing it. You know, it's net, but people like Russ, if we do it, you know, we don't want to make. I said, you know what? It's all good, man. I won't do it this year. I let him rock out, you know, and still support him.
Right.
You know, so when I get down there, you know, I'll just go, you know, introduce myself and let him know, you know, I'm Big Russ. You know,
right?
And you know how we do up here in Brooklyn, baby.
but listen. I appreciate your time. I'm gonna send this message through you to Russ. You make sure you tell him to go see Coach Mack as often as possible because you know you want to keep all those relationships strong. Like I said, definitely pass that message. And when you get down here, I'm looking forward to. I know we say this all the time, but this is real. You get into this studio with me, we'll have a good time, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. I'm gonna make him up. I get in Sunday. I drop in like 10:30 in the morning. I came on an early flight this time, so I'm running around. Y'all gonna see me.
Definitely. I appreciate your time, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, cool, my brother.
Definitely. That was Big Russ Smith Sr. You feel that energy, Brian?
Always. Every time he talks, I'm like, yes, this is awesome.
No, and it's funny because he's almost tearing up talking about how much he loves. Like, you could hear he really loves to be in Louisville. He said, look, talking about getting an apartment down here and just being in town and the kids over at King Elementary. I mean, that's a good call. That's a good feeling, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the Russ Smith movie as well.
Yes. And again, you know, you hear people talk about it, and then they say, oh, man, he's going to make it happen. And, you know, to see him go through his snags and keep on pushing through. No, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to put it into fruition. Talking about going through 200 kids just to get the right guy. And it's got to make you nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? When you see a guy acting out, you know, your youth and the young Russ. And he looks so young, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's probably playing himself in the movie and everything. Right? Just because he can, you know, he's like
Russ is in the movie, but I'm not going to tell you where.
Right.
He's in the whole movie.
Look, you got to throw him in and make sure there's no violations down the road. Oh, you start in the movie based on basketball. And yeah, you know.
It's pretty cool, though. I mean, that is awesome just to have the drive to go about doing that. Do we know at any release dates or anything?
He never knows.
He's just kind of on the fly.
He's talking about shooting the 30-day shoots, and you know, but it's fun. It's cool. Fun to follow along with it and watch them. Because listen, everybody has a book in them, and everybody says I'm going to write a book and I have all these great stories. But how many people actually do it? I want to make a movie. I want to make a documentary. You know, how many people actually just keep on pushing until it actually happens? Which is why you hear about Russ Smith Jr., you know.
Russ Smith Jr. gets it from his dad. Apparently.
Right, 100%.
Keeps pushing, keeps grinding, keeps getting what he wants.
Right, because all of us look at Russ Smith, and we're at the point where we're saying, hey, man, just go get your money. And then when you see him saying, no, I should be in the NBA, and I'm going to keep on pushing to get in the NBA, that's a good look, man.
See, I don't have any inside scoop on this, but, man, I have a weird inkling that Russ might be able to make a roster this year. You go across season, you average 62 points a game. I realize it's not the competition level over here, but at the same time, I mean, that's an incredible feat regardless.
It's, it's not luck either. You know, it's absolutely – like I said, if we all had an ounce of the drive that those two men have, I mean, you would be a much more successful human.
If you can't tell me a team like the Phoenix Suns or the Atlanta Hawks, one of those bad teams can't put – he's not better than three or four of those guys on their team. I mean, come on.
We can't say Hawks. Damian Lee. Shout out to Damian Lee.
Well, hey, Damian Lee, but until he's not going to take Damian Lee's spot, okay?
Don't
take Damian's. Go somewhere. Just go to Minnesota. Go to Minnesota. Be a T-Wolf.
That was a fun interview. Let's reset the show. Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, this is Mr. Delivery Thursday, Redmond Club in New Albany. Thanks to Tommy and the Mr. Delivery team for bringing by some delicious Italian beef sandwiches from Redmond Club. Goodness gracious, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
How did I not hear about this?
Oh, yeah.
To the ESPN Louisville studios, perfect for catering lunch at the office, dinner for the family, or pull a diner and order to the pool. Stop. Take this off right now. Take off this diner butt-kissing part of the... Who did this, Brian? Did we ever find out who stuck that part in to get some brownie points around the office?
Well, diener's the only one that we know that kind of sits by the pool all the time, so I'm assuming...
That's Phil Baker
just
writing
that.
I guarantee it is.
That's Phil Baker.
The voice you hear, people, is Nathan Huber. This is Nathan Huber, the Lord of the Marketeers. So anytime you want to advertise, you come see Nathan Huber. Now, what do we got going on in here, Nate?
Hey, Marcus. Thanks for letting me come on. Yeah, my name's Nathan Huber. I'm the general sales manager here at ESPN Louisville, and I'm not going to talk about advertising right now, even though
you should.
If you would ever, if your business needs to grow, Marcus Maben is the show to be on. That's for sure. He delivers for our advertisers wonderfully. So, but no, actually, what I'm here is as people around the station know that I actually umpire college baseball, but I also officiate high school football. And right now, the Kentuckiana Football Officials Association is in need of officials, and football's starting up. Believe it or not, schools are already practicing. They're already out there. They're already doing workouts, which is crazy. It's June, and they're already doing that. Week zero,
right,
for football is coming up. I mean, it's now like a second or third week of August when they start actually playing.
Right.
So we need quality, good officials. And I know some people might be thinking, hey, I don't know anything about football. I've never officiated. Yeah, what do we do? But we in the Kentuckiana Football Officials Association will provide all that training. So if there is anyone out there, any listeners who have ever had any interest whatsoever and said, hey, you know what, that might be kind of fun. I wouldn't mind getting out on the field.
Right.
We are having informational meetings only next week, meaning you can come by, ask any questions. There's no commitment. You don't have to sign up right then.
Right.
We're not going to ask for your social security number and your birth certificate,
right,
and everything else.
No email address.
No email address. All we're going to say is come listen to our spiel. And if you've ever wanted to get on a football field and officiate, now's the time to start. So next week, Thursday, June 21st,
right,
we are going to have it at the University of Louisville Student Center, which is room 303. And then we're going to have another one Monday, June 25th. And both of these meetings are at 6 o'clock. In the evening. Now, normally we do it at Papa John's. In the past, we've done it at Papa John's, but it's being renovated right now. So it's at the Students.
It is being renovated right now.
Yeah. Student Activity Center, room 303, informational meeting only on becoming a football official. Now, we'll provide all the training, even if you've never officiated, but you're a football fan,
right,
whatever it is. We're going to, provide you with all the training, all the tools that you need. It's a great way to make a little bit of extra money because you get paid to do it.
Right.
You're going to make some good friends, and you get to be on the field. Best seat in the house is what I say. So, you got a question?
Yeah, it has to be stay in shape too. Like,
yeah,
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, stay in shape. I mean, you got to run, you got to move, you got to be agile. But it's a great way to stay in the game. Have some fun, make some friends, make some money, and you get, like I said, you get the best seat in the house on a football field.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Give me a success story. Give me a guy who didn't think, he could do it or kind of thought, it might be cool. Give me one personal just success story that you thought somebody just gave it a long shot.
Well, there's actually that there are, man, I would say, let's say Matt Austin. I'm going to forget a few, but there are guys who started with the KFOA. And are now Paul Chardon's a friend of mine that are now officiating in the SEC, officiating in
really?
The ACC. Yeah, there's a couple NFL
football.
Yeah, Paul Chardon lives here in Louisville and is a SEC official.
So we're talking about starting from this
and
type
started,
of meeting to
yeah,
SEC officials.
He started, and he's probably, I'd say Paul's been probably doing it 10 or 12 years now, but he started out working youth leagues here in Louisville, and now on Saturdays you'll see him. Last year I looked up on TV and he was working Notre Dame versus Georgia.
Really?
Yeah. So it and we've got a couple officials, the McGrath brothers that started in the KFOA and moved on to the NFL.
KFOA, say that one more time.
Just KFOA, it's the Kentuckiana Football Officials Association. And so, again, this is just informational meeting only. But so there's success stories right there. Matt Austin is from Louisville. He's a white hat in the SEC, which means he's the head referee.
Right.
And he worked Oregon versus Florida State in that first, BCS or the first Final Four or whatever it was.
Really?
Yeah. So there's some success stories for sure that they started out as KFOA officials working youth leagues in Louisville, and now they're in the SEC, the ACC. We have Conference USA. We have officials represented in college all over the country.
What is the number one skill that you would say, if you have this skill, you will succeed if you start here?
I think you have to have a little bit. You have to be able to handle people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have some interpersonal skills because, you will, not going to sugarcoat it, you'll get people yelling at
you're
you.
Right, right, right.
But the beauty of football, where it's different from baseball, when they yell at you, you kind of have to address it. In football, it happens so fast that they might scream at you, be like, hey, that was holding, that was holding.
Right.
But the next play is getting ready to start.
Right.
So they got to turn their attention back to what's going on the field.
Right.
So you might get a little bit of hollering, but it's really quick, and then they turn right back around. But you do need to be able to handle people, handle situations. And that's and something if you don't have, we can at least teach you kind of how to handle that kind of stuff.
So June 21st and June 25th at the SAC room 303.
Yep, 6 o'clock.
Is there all 6 o'clock? Is there also a website that I can just, you know, go to look at?
Appreciate it. It is KFOA.info, KFOA.info. Or you can reach out to our man Les Pollitt, who handles all our training.
Uh-huh.
And his number is 502-419-8814. And again, I've been doing it for 9 years. I've been doing college baseball, and I did professional baseball. I've been doing baseball for 18, 19 years, but I've been doing football about 9 years now.
Right.
And again, I started as going to these informational meetings, and last year worked the third, fourth round of the playoffs. So you can work your way up, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's a way to stay on the field. And you get the best seat in the house.
Right. I was going to say, stay on the field, stay in the game. Get a guy like Steve Rummage who thinks he can bring something to the table. It's like, hey, Steve, now let's move from the playing field to coaching. And it's beneficial to the sport if you know anything about your actual sport.
Right. And I used to see Steve when he had his son out there at Bullitt County, because I would officiate sometimes out of Bullitt County, and I would see Steve.
What kind of parent was he?
He's fantastic. He's fantastic.
100%. He wasn't cussing you out.
No. We don't get that too much in the youth leagues. And for people that are interested, that's where you would start.
Right.
We wouldn't throw you out on a high school,
obviously,
JV, varsity. The way you start out is usually work in the youth leagues.
Right.
And in the youth leagues, we use four officials. So you're going to have like two young officials or newer officials and two veteran officials. So at least, we can help you out, teach you, train you. And you get 3 or 4 weeks of training before the actual games start anyway. So.
That Clemson flag holder official did not come through KFO.
No, he didn't. But hey, our KFOA guys, they work the chains at Louisville.
People,
so
if you want to do the long term sleepers, I'm just kidding. Let me not even make that joke when this is serious. But again, 21st, 25th, SAC, 303, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And again, KFOA.info, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk
about
it.
No, absolutely. That was Nathan Huber.
Thanks, sir.
I was going to say, do we need to take a quick commercial break before we bring in our next guest? We've got one more guest coming in, people. Short break. You're going to enjoy this, especially a very local flavor. If you like food, if you like excellent food, you like your cocktails, you like your drinks, you're going to want to listen. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. We have a great interview coming up. You've been waiting to hear from this man. I've been waiting to put this man in front of you. First, this segment is brought to you by GlobeAutosOnline.com. People know the name Globe Auto.
Process doesn't know what he's about to get
Process,
into.
Process, people, gather around right now. We have on Facebook Live, if you're wondering what our intern looks like, this will give you a great visual. Intern Process is officially here. If you remember that name, people, he was a big part of our show just recently. Brian, would you like to explain why Intern Process was such a big part of our show?
Process, I know you're excited to be on the mic, but you had no idea what you're about to jump into.
No, I'm scared.
And it is the fact that I want you to know that the man that you're sitting across the table from is the 13th all-time leading scorer in Louisville basketball history. He also is ninth all-time in three-pointers in basketball history at the University of Louisville.
Probably somewhere in them top 10 in dunks, too.
And somewhere down the line last week, you got brought up in conversation as to not knowing that this man played
Rumor
basketball.
Rumor has it you didn't know I played basketball. Intern Process.
I don't know. I don't know college
you
sports.
You think that's acceptable for you have to been in this office this entire time? I let you do shows for me and you didn't know I even played any basketball?
I grew up a Nova fan, man.
Let me ask you something.
When interning you, at a radio station, you should probably know if one of the hosts played basketball.
Intern
in
process,
the
what door do you come in every day?
The front door.
The front door.
See.
Intern process, when you leave this studio, I want you to go out there right now. You know that big old mural in the front room that you come in?
Yeah.
You see that guy dunking on that picture right above Rick Pitino, right above the championship team? Do you know who that is? Did you ever notice you've walked into this building 150 times? Did you not know that that was me on that mural outside?
In my defense, when I walk in, it's really dark outside because I come in real early.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry, process. You leave the building in broad daylight. You don't come in here when it's dark and leave when it's dark. You never once looked up at that 6'5" mural and say, huh, I recognize that guy from somewhere. I can't put a finger on it.
I look at him and go, hey, look, it's all my friends and Luke Hancock's there too.
Oh, so you notice Luke Hancock on the mural, but you know Luke Hancock's picture is like 1 foot tall. Mine's like 7 feet in there.
I know what Luke looks like off the top of my head. I was
you know what Luke looks like and you don't know what I look like? Listen, good thing we don't have Steve in here because Steve would be letting him know, uh-oh, here comes the look-alike jokes. Uh-oh, run for cover. Intern process,
yep.
Thank you for letting us give you a hard time man. You go out there right now and you go look at that picture so you will never forget again that I had some game, man. Goodness gracious.
Man, he did. One day I did take some time to sit down with Process and we watched a couple highlights. We saw a couple dunks and
little something.
Yeah, we saw Denny Crum talking about you and he was impressed.
Process, you know we had, like I said, everybody was asking about it. They could not wait. I hate that we had to do it without Steve in here to give it a hard time.
Just giving you a hard time.
Nah, no. Hey, Marcus, did you know that I could throw a 49-mile-an-hour fastball? I mean, if we're talking about stats here, not to brag, but, you know. Yeah.
49?
Oh, yeah, no, I got quite the terrible arm.
I was going to say, you injured or something? Go get a what's the surgery?
Tommy John?
Yeah. Process. Tommy John process. You know, yeah, appreciate it. Get on out of here, man.
Thanks,
we got the update coming up?
Yeah, 10 seconds. We got, we're doing U.S. Open updates, and we'll have them once an hour, every hour, and it's about a 2-minute break here that
we,
gives us
we got an interview board. Coming up.
From Shinnecock Hills, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 2018 U.S. Open. Brought to you by the NFL. Watch former NFL stars in the American Flag Football League. Premieres June 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern only on NFL Network. Phil Mickelson has settled for second place at the U.S. Open 6 times in his career. At this rate, second place would be an impressive accomplishment.
Phil Mickelson looks down the line. Now keeps that head steady as he takes the putter back. The ball rolls up to the cup. Missed it. Oh, that hurts. Went by the cup. You just don't have many that good looks at birdie out here to let one slide away. And Phil, visibly frustrated with himself.
SiriusXM with the call. A great way to sum up Mickelson's outing thus far. He's +6 through 12. Phil's still looking to complete the career Grand Slam. Many others can relate to Mickelson's struggles. Jordan Spieth also 6-over through 12. Jason Day +8 through 14. From the U.S. Open, I'm Lance Meadow, Westwood One Sports.
Look at this. Going to take it in for the score.
Flag football is coming to NFL Network.
Comes up with a huge play there.
Some of the best squads from around the country get their shot at former NFL stars.
Let's put the pedal to the metal on these dudes.
All for a chance at $1 million grand prize.
Wow. His second interception of the ball game. Touchdown!
I'm going to give you your money's worth today.
The American Flag Football League premieres Saturday, June 30th at 7 on NFL Network.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. People, I gave what we call a tease, a radio tease. People need you to listen up. I need you to listen up closely. There are institutions that make our days great. The last thing we need, I mean, listen, everybody has seen the memes, the funny cliche jokes of, well, where do you want to eat at? And when the woman finally tells you where she wants to eat at, you know, the skies of heaven open, people, I don't have that problem very often. You know why? Because there's an institution. The institution we all know as the Shed or Brownies owner, Jason Brown, joining us. Jason, the institution that is Brownies, give me some news about it.
Marcus, what's up, my man?
Nothing but just working, quote unquote.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't think many women do the meme as far as Brownies. So I think you get a lot of guys that do that meme with Brownies.
Right.
But no, I found out last week that we are going to be getting torn down in that area.
Oh.
And luckily I've been looking and putting some things together in place for the future, which we're going to come back better and stronger than ever, and it's this kind of gives us a redo of what we've done already, and we've become quite a big establishment in Louisville, and we're looking to do that for a long time to come.
So are we giving out locations already? Do we have a time period? Because listen, with people knowing that Brownies might be moving or definitely going to be moving, you might just get flooded day after day, customer after customer. Do we have a time period?
This is devastating news.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be much longer. We are looking to start construction at our new spot, which I'm waiting to completely get everything signed. I just want the lease signed and everything before I put it out to the public. But as soon as that gets signed, I'm going to announce it and blow it up. And I've already paid Luke to gave him $5 to tweet it out there.
Right.
So he can help me out a little bit for once. But yeah, we're real excited about the move going forward.
Okay, well, listen, I was going to actually force you to sound a little more excited. If people don't know, you're actually in recovery mode right now. How's your recovery going so everybody listening can stop asking me how's it going?
It's good. I've quite a few video games. I'm not one to stay in the house, and back surgery is, I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. It's bad, but I've had a lot of people stopping by, friends and family, and my mom has just gone above and beyond to take care of her 31-year-old baby. But but no, it's been good. I mean, if I had to get it done, now's the time because there's no sports on in Louisville, as always. Nobody cares about baseball, unfortunately. And plus, for the next 4 days, I get to do nothing but watch the U.S. Open.
Well, that works. Now you know I could not let you off the phone without giving the story. Now that your dad has confessed and he has apologized and bought me a drink, can you tell anybody the story of your dad pickpocketing me for my cell phone?
He told me that. And when he calls me and he's like, Jason, you won't believe what happened. And he tells me a story about how he accidentally grabbed your phone. And he said, well, there was no password on it. I said, Dad, before you took it back to him, you should have brought it to me. So I could have gone to ESPN with all of this news for the next 3 months.
Right.
I said, we could have made some money.
Made some news, and made me feel horribly bad. No, it's funny. I told your dad, I just got the phone. So he should have waited about 2 or 3 months before he actually got the phone. I hadn't had a chance to dirty it up yet.
No, you would have thought he grabbed Trump's phone on accident. I mean, he was freaking out.
No, listen, tell him don't worry about it. It was not too bad. But, well, Jason, man, get back to it. Speedy recovery. Looking forward to talking to you real soon, getting you back out, and good luck with the transition.
Have a good one, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Have a good day.
Absolutely. That was Jason Brown. I didn't want that interview to be a downer, man, but everybody knows Brownies. Everybody knows the Shed. Well, when it's moving, he's going to keep the same feel, people, and it's going to be so good.
That's my man. I know he struggling with his back surgery, so laying around. And I know that that probably was some devastating news that that one's closing. But, hey, if you've never been to Brownies, man, it is one of my favorite spots to go.
It is.
I can't wait to hear where the new location is going to go in. He has one over in Indiana that'll be staying there in New Albany.
Awesome.
Definitely got to get out to the Brownies to shed.
Awesome, awesome. God, that was a fun show. Guess what, people? Kendrick Haskins, co-host Midday with Marcus Maben. Tomorrow, repeat, Kendrick Haskins joins co-host Midday with Marcus Maben. I just might lose my job to a real deal professional. How much fun is that going to be? Deion Branch, I believe, will be joining me in the studio tomorrow. Kendrick Haskins, Deion Branch, you don't want to miss that show. We are at the end of the week, and what better way to jump into your weekend than Kendrick Haskins, Marcus Maben, Deion Branch, GlobeAutosOnline.com. Thank you, Bill Etzcorns and Sons Collision Center. Thank you, Windows Plus. Thank you, Jill Blessinger, Becky Bleemel. Thank you so much for keeping this machine rolling. Big Russ Sr., go to ESPNLouisville.com if you want to hear the interview. Great interview. 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. 10 to 12 is always the time on 93.9.